Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says trade deal between India and the US reflects the government's consistent and measured approach to global trade negotiations. Several union ministers termed the India-US agreement a win-win deal. Industry bodies say this will boost bilateral trade and create employment opportunities. Sensex climbs over 2,000 points following upbeat momentum. Lok Sabha adjourned till 2 p.m. following uproar by opposition members. Speaker Om Birla appeals to opposition members to allow the House to function. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announces successful breakthrough of second mountain of Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train in Maharashtra's Palghar. Supreme Court warns tech giants like Meta against sharing data of Indians. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants to take on Delhi Capitals in eliminator clash in Vadodara this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's landmark trade agreement with the United States is the result of sustained patience. He said this while addressing NDA MPs at the parliamentary party meeting today. According to sources, Prime Minister Modi said the trade deal has created an economic environment and reflected the government's consistent and measured approach to global trade negotiations. He said the opposition criticized the tariffs, but the government remained patient and the results are now visible. The Prime Minister said the world order is changing and its trajectory is increasingly tilting towards India. NDA MPs today felicitated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the landmark India-US trade deal during the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting at Parliament House Complex. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the trade deal with the US is historic and it comes within just a week after the India-EU Free Trade Agreement was signed. He said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, all developed countries want to work in coordination with India. Mr. Rijiju informed that so far free trade agreements have been signed with 39 countries.
39 developed countries ke sath jo deal hue hai.
The agreement with 39 countries demonstrate that under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, developed nations are eager to work in close coordination and partnership with India. This collaboration will greatly benefit the common people.
Aam logon ka zindagi mein bahut fayda hone wala hai.
Newly elected BJP National President Nitin Naveen was also felicitated at the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier announced that Made in India products will now have a reduced US tariff of 18%. He made the announcement in a social media post after talking to US President Donald Trump. The Prime Minister stated that it was wonderful to speak with his dear friend President Trump, adding that when two large economies and the world's largest democracies work together, it benefits people and unlocks immense opportunities for mutually beneficial cooperation. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Dr. S. Jaishankar, Rajnath Singh, Ashwini Vaishnav, Piyush Goyal, Kiran Rijiju, Nitin Gadkari, J.P. Nadda and Annapurna Devi have congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. President Donald Trump, as well as the people of India and the United States, on the landmark trade agreement. In a social media post, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has termed the landmark trade agreement a win-win deal. Mr. Vaishnav said together, India and the US have huge potential to work for peace and development. He said citizens and industries of both the countries will benefit greatly from this deal. The India-US trade agreement, which lowers US tariffs on Indian goods to 18%, has drawn praise from various chief ministers. Welcoming the agreement, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu called it a landmark step for global economic stability. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said it will be a major boost to Make in India. Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma said the world is looking at India with hope and optimism. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary also welcomed the deal. ASSOCHAM hailed the India-US trade deal, saying it has set a new era of global trade leadership. In a statement, President ASSOCHAM Nirmal K. Minda said bilateral trade between India and the US is expected to reach $500 billion in the next 5 years. He highlighted that India has achieved a major breakthrough in its trade relations with the United States with the reduction of tariff rates by the US on Indian exports to 18%. Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI President Anand Goenka today said the Union Budget 2026-27 provides policy clarity, reform continuity and macroeconomic stability despite global economic challenges. Addressing a session on the Union Budget 2026-27 organized by FICCI in New Delhi, he appreciated the government's commitment to fiscal consolidation along with a strong push for public capital expenditure.
The India-US agreement has been an extremely positive development that has just happened. Say this month has been a very exciting month with three mega events happening. With these three happening, combined with the low risk of the macro economy at this point of time, I'd say we are at a Goldilocks period. This is the time for growth. Private enterprise has taken it very positively, and we see us being able to unleash our animal spirits and take advantage of the great effort done by the government.
The Federation of Indian Export Organizations, FIEO, has also welcomed the finalization of the India-US trade deal. FIEO President S.C. Relhan described the development as a historic milestone for Indian exporters, saying the tariff reduction will enhance the competitiveness of the country's products in the U.S. market.
I'm thankful to the Honorable Prime Minister and Shri Piyush Goyalji for this BTA, because it is one of the biggest agreement between India and US. It was almost 30-40% exports to US. Big opportunity now for India to meet the target of export.
Confederation of All India Traders, CAIT, has hailed the India-United States trade agreement and described it as a landmark step in deepening economic ties between the world's two largest democracies. Secretary General of the CAIT, Praveen Khandelwal, said this agreement will significantly enhance bilateral trade, attract greater investment and create large-scale employment opportunities, particularly for India's MSMEs, startups and manufacturing sector. Managing Director and CEO of the National Stock Exchange of India, Ashish Kumar Chauhan, today hailed the India-US trade deal and described it as an engine of innovation. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said the deal is mutually beneficial for both the countries in terms of technology, labour and electronic exports.
The Venezuelan crude also required some people who could process it faster, and that's where India's role in technology for the refining comes into play. So India has some specific advantages, and this was one of them that has been now identified. But overall, it's a win-win deal. America will continue to have complementary frameworks in terms of their technology, in terms of their need for labor, and India has need to provide the employment to a large number of people.
Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, today lauded the India-US trade deal, calling it a significant step towards the strategic economic partnership between both the nations. CII President Mr. Rajiv Memani said the expected reduction to 18% will enhance the global competitiveness of Indian products while catalyzing manufacturing growth, employment creation and the development of resilient supply chains. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha have resumed discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address. The discussion, which began yesterday, was moved in the Lok Sabha by Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal and in the Rajya Sabha by nominated MPC Sadanandan Master. President Draupadi Murmu had addressed the joint sitting of both houses on the 28th of January. Earlier today, Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. following uproar by opposition members. When the House assembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, the opposition parties continued sloganeering, which led to adjournment till 2 p.m. Earlier, when the House began proceedings at 11 a.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla made obituary reference over the demise of former MP Surup Singh Hiriya Naik. The House also observed silence as a mark of respect to the departed leader. After that, the Lok Sabha Speaker took up the question hour, in which Union Minister of State for Home, Nityananda Rai, tried to reply to a question on CAPF training institution, but he could not complete his reply following opposition uproar. Mr. Birla expressed concern over the conduct of the opposition members and appealed to them to allow the House to function. The opposition members continued their protests, leading to the adjournment of the House till 12 noon. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today announced the successful breakthrough of the second mountain of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail project in Palghar of Maharashtra. This marks a key milestone in the country's ambitious bullet train corridor. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav informed that the breakthrough of the second mountain tunnel in Palghar has been achieved in a month, with the first breakthrough happening on the 2nd of January this year.
For the high-speed rail project, 334 kilometers of viaduct construction has been completed, along with 417 kilometers of pier construction. Station and bridge works are currently at advanced stages.
The Supreme Court today said that tech giants cannot play with citizens' right to privacy in the name of data sharing. The court came down heavily on Meta and WhatsApp while hearing their appeals against a Competition Commission of India order imposing a penalty of 213.14 crore rupees over their privacy policy. A bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joymalia Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi said it would pass an interim order on February the 9th. The court also directed that the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology be made a party to the petitions. Appearing for the government, Solicitor General Tushar Mehta criticised the exploitative practice of sharing user data for commercial purposes. Responding to this, the Chief Justice said if the Constitution cannot be followed, those responsible should leave India, adding that citizens' privacy will not be compromised. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading on a bullish note in afternoon trade today, climbing around 2.8%. The Sensex soared 2,301 points to 83,968, while the Nifty advanced 710 points to 25,799 when reports last came in. All sectoral indices surged, with realty, services, power and capital goods emerging as the major gainers. Market sentiment improved significantly after the India-US trade deal announcement removed a key overhang. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in the crucial eliminator clash at the BCA Stadium in Kottambi, Vadodara today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. The winner of this match will directly take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final match on Thursday. Smriti Mandhana-led RCBE women already booked their spot in the title clash as table toppers in the league stage. The sixth edition of Badminton Asia Team Championships is set to begin in Qingdao, China today. Separate men's and women's national teams from Asia will compete in the tournament. Tanvi Sharma, Unnati Huda, Malvika Bansod and the pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand are part of the Indian women's team. Lakshya Sen, HS Pranoy, Kidambi Srikanth and doubles pair Sattvik Sairaj, Janki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will lead the men's side. Both Indian men's and women's sides will begin their campaign tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says trade deal between India and the US reflects the government's consistent and measured approach to global trade negotiations. Several union ministers term the India-US agreement a win-win deal. Industry bodies say this will boost bilateral trade and create employment opportunities. Sensex climbs over 2,000 points following upbeat momentum. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announces successful breakthrough of second mountain of Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train in Maharashtra's Palghar. Supreme Court warns tech giants like Meta against sharing data of Indians. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants to take on Delhi Capitals in Eliminator Clash in Vadodara this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. With that, we end the midday news.